only while supplies last.
Run for cover. This is Radioactive Sports with superstar Mike Morris and Ben Holson.
I take pride in my hair.
Feel that? Radioactive Sports in the afternoon on Sports Radio 105 The Ticket.
Fun part is you don't have to worry about, you know, what team you're going to end up on once the draft starts. You know, I'm here in Minnesota, so I have another year under my belt to learn this offense. And, you know, no team stays the same, but we have guys here now who are going to come in and play. And like I said, I'm just glad that I don't have to go through the draft process again. You know, I left a lot of plays on the field last year, but, you know, I'm always trying to get better. You know, I appreciate people saying that I had a good rookie season, but I know that if I play at that same level this year, you know, we'll be 7-9 again, and that's not good enough.
Please welcome Vikings All-Pro running back Adrian Peterson.
Holy shnikes.
Well, your guy.
Ted. My guy, CC.
Your guy, CC. He knows where Adrian Peterson, if this is his last day as a Minnesota Viking, he knows, but I'm not going to say anything.
I can't say anything. I'm gag restraint.
Okay,
yeah, but I can't talk about it, but I got some insider.
You believe him or not?
I think he's just throwing it out there. I think he's just throwing it out there, hoping that something does happen, and he's going to come back and say, I told you, I had an inside source.
Source calls Chris Carter's Adrian Peterson trade spitball BS, quote.
Don Banks said, I mean, I trust Don Banks with anything he says, and he said, look, I can't find anything on it.
Yeah.
And he's been around for a long, long time.
Yeah. In that case, if someone did blab to Carter, obviously, Carter saying, Chris Carter, I'm under a gag order in the Adrian Peterson situation, but I believe something's going to happen, but I can't talk about it.
You know what? I do, too.
I believe something's going to happen.
I do, too.
But I'm not going to talk about it.
But yeah. And we do talk about it all the time. And it's safe to just say, I think he's going to. And but he's trying to say, just in case it does happen, then he's going to take full credit for having some sort of inside tip.
And we only know that, I mean, even when we were young babies back in elementary school, only douchebags are the one that, I got information,
yeah,
but I'm not going to tell you.
Can't say anything.
If you are under a gag order, then you've already let the cat out of the bag because you've said
anything.
Something.
Don't say anything then. After he is traded, come back and say, you know, I had an inside source. His name was this. The team was this. And then if the reporters went back to those people and said, did you talk with Chris Carter about this before? And they said yes. Then I'd say, okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. I get it.
But you say that.
He held on to it. Yeah. To say something like he anything to draw attention to himself. I'm telling you, it's draft day. He's going to still find a way for it to be something about him. It's not.
Because if you're under a gag order, you don't understand what that means. Because if you're under a gag order by the mafia or by anybody or the federal government,
and you say
what you said, guess what? You're in trouble. Because you let the cat out of the bag. Something's going to happen, even though you didn't say Adrian's going to the Arizona Cardinals at number 24 and the Vikings are going to switch back and forth, blah, 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 blah. Well, you basically already let the gag order, whatever you're supposed to not say, you've already said it.
Yeah. Well,
so is Adrian Peterson being traded tonight?
I think he is. I've been reading and reading and reading.
Yes!
I think he is.
I'm going over here. I'm going to high-five you on the other side of the room, and I love
him.
I'm going to hug you.
Oh, Jesus, God in heaven. He was humping my elbow. Hey, I think he's going to the Jacksonville Jags. Have you read that?
No,
have you read
get
that? No, I'm reading it.
Where?
What was that?
Let's pull that up.
Called The Score.
Oh, The Score.
Yeah. Yeah, they had a little piece, you know, the Jags are, like, trying to put a deal together for this, and that. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's all, you know. Who knows? It's a crapshoot. They're all wearing a poker face right now. This is the funnest day of the year because they do this to us.
But how is it, I mean, so for the Minnesota Vikings, let's just break this down just a little bit for Adrian Peterson. How are they going to put this together? Is it... Okay, let's say the Cleveland Browns. For example, let's just use the Cleveland Browns at number 19. That's the agreement.
I think that's going a different route.
What do you mean?
I think Cleveland's going.
No, but I'm just going to say, for example, number 19, and it's we'll give you Adrian Peterson for number 19 if we get to number 19, and Melvin Gordon's there. I mean, is that how that works? Or do they say?
I think that who was it yesterday that had the nice scenario where it's God? Who was it with the Todd Gurley bit? One of our people that picked for us yesterday.
Chuck Booms? Chuck Booms.
I don't think it was
he? He picked Todd Gurley, number 19 for the Cleveland
Browns.
Yeah,
he did, but who had it runs in my mind that someone had the idea, the notion that if they got Peterson, and after they'd already selected Gurley, that would be the best swap plus whatever the case, whatever something else too.
So whoever,
whoever that was.
And then did you hear about Lael Collins?
You know what? He's on his own voluntarily. Decided to leave Chicago, where he was supposed to be, where he absolutely was like one of the top offensive linemen that's supposed to go in the first day, first round. And apparently he has an ex-girlfriend in Louisiana. They believe she was murdered.
Pregnant.
And she was pregnant on top of that. Yeah, so, and he's being questioned. He is not a suspect, but he is being questioned for information, more information regarding this.
And Lael Collins has taken himself out of the NFL draft altogether.
That's what I said, yeah.
I mean, it makes no sense to go into the supplemental draft. I mean, how much money can he make in the supplemental draft? Brian and our boss and I were talking about this a little bit earlier. Obviously he's going to lose money as he falls down and teams are worried about the law clouding what's going on the side for Lael Collins.
Team officials all over the place are looking for more information and in communication with law enforcement people in Louisiana, trying to find out more and more and more because it's such a critical day. I mean, this is poor timing. It's horrible timing for this guy. Yeah. If he doesn't have anything to do with it or he doesn't know anything, I mean, this is his big day. So they're trying to find everything because obviously a lot of them like him. He's a big tackle from LSU. They expect him to go, I don't know, probably, first 20 guys. But it could turn out to be a really bad day for him, and it already has. So I don't think he's taking himself out of the draft, but he's removed himself from Chicago to go back and cooperate with the authorities in Louisiana.
So this Adrian Peterson to the Jaguars deal, I really want you to find where you were reading this.
I'll find it.
After a solid period in free agency, the Jaguars did pretty nice. They still hold the highest amount of salary cap space. I believe they have $32 million. More than enough to take on Adrian Peterson. They still have plenty left over for other moves if they wished. Peterson represents what the Jags have hoped that they were getting in Toby Gerhardt. Whoever decided Toby Gerhardt's going to be the bell cow is obviously, in my opinion, silly. Silly business. A great complimentary guy. A great complimentary guy, not a bell cow.
You know that I think more of him.
I know you do, you think the same thing of Matt Asiata, and I disagree. I mean,
he's a horse. That kid's a horse.
Seriously, teaming up AP right back there with Toby Gerhardt. Boom, boom. Blake Bortles.
1-2.
Nothing better that, I mean, we've talked about this a bunch of times here with Teddy Bridgewater and the Minnesota Vikings. There's nothing better that can help a young second-year quarterback, rookie quarterback, than a great running game.
I can't imagine anything else that would be great quarterbacks. I mean, not just a young quarterback. Ask John Elway what he thought when Terrell Davis showed up. Ask, I don't care who it is. I mean, anyone that's ever won a Super Bowl had a pretty good running back, too.
I've decided that I'm going to turn into Jim McMahon. I'm going to wear these sunglasses now for the rest of my life because I've got some eye sensitivity problems.
Well, he was my roommate here. Jimmy Mack was my roommate.
Everybody's asking me, what's with the shades? What's with the shades? Huh? What's with the shades?
I got migraines. Shut up.
Yeah.
That's what you tell him.
Should have heard me on the radio on the day you were gone on Tuesday.
Oh, did you sound like Lou Holtz?
No, it was actual words. But they weren't in the right spots. It's terrible.
I feel bad.
I was going to die,
dude. I feel bad for you.
Boss was going to call 911.
Jeez.
Thought I was having a stroke. It's no good.
Play Lou Holtz. This is what you sounded like.
Lou Holtz. And I was going to. I found somebody else too. That.
Well, there was that one reporter that had the like half stroke that kind of remember a couple of those people have actually had that on camera.
I'll play Lou Holtz, and then you got to hear Yes reporter Sarah Kustak. Who can't say words either, but here's Lou Holtz.
Well, I know that.
That was a lot like me on Tuesday.
Not good. Not good. Where is she?
Here she is.
Whoa, my God.
That was,
I feel for her.
That was after the Brooklyn Nets had beaten the Atlanta Hawks in round one. So I believe they tied it up. She was so excited after the game, and she... At least I can say words.
Yeah. Well, I wish I was here to hear that, whatever that was.
Excuse me.
Sprained it.
Excuse me.
Hey, listen.
Yes.
Can you run that Teddy Bridgewater piece again that we ran at the beginning of the show?
Sure.
This is a great piece on him, to hear his maturity level, to hear that this is not a kid who is coming in for a second year just to collect a paycheck. This kid's trying to get better every single day. This is what we've got. You don't have to worry about this year because we got our quarterback last year. This is Teddy Bridgewater talking about how glad he is to be where he's at today and not going through the draft process.
Fun part is you don't have to worry about, you know, what team you're going to end up on once the draft starts. You know, I'm here in Minnesota, so I have another year under my belt to learn this offense. And, you know, no team stays the same, but we have guys here now who are going to come in and play. And like I said, I'm just glad that I don't have to go through the draft process again. You know, I left a lot of plays on the field last year, but, you know, I'm always trying to get better. You know, I appreciate people saying that I had a good rookie season, but I know that if I play at that same level this year, you know, we'll be 7-9 again, and that's not good enough.
No.
I appreciate that, the humbleness of that kid, and I believe he's destined to something really special if he doesn't get injured, and this is the kind of game that you can get injured pretty easily. But I'll tell you what, if he can just stay on track and they put someone in front of him to block, that's the kind of leadership and the kind of voice you want to hear out of your quarterback. That's a second-year guy talking like that, and he means every word of it, you can tell.
Yeah. What happens if the Minnesota Vikings, don't trade back up into the first round, so they actually have their second-round pick? They haven't had a second-round pick for a long time because that's all they do is draft first-rounders. 2-3-2 the last 3 years in the first round. But A.J. Can, I believe, is a guy, that guy from Duke we talked about yesterday. He ended up going in the first round.
Yep.
Or not Duke. Was it Duke?
No, Duke. It was a guard, offensive guard.
Lakin something or other?
Yes.
Yeah.
To the Patriots.
Yeah.
So I guess they like Lakin Tomlinson, I believe it is, from Duke. I didn't think they had offensive line at Duke. I didn't think they had football at Duke. I think the Patriots are probably looking at a lacrosse player. I don't know, but I will say this. The cornerback that we looked at yesterday from Connecticut, I mean...
Byron Jones.
I mean, there's a good one right there, too.
I like him. I wanted to say I was having dreams last night and waking up and going over the possible draft scenarios for the Minnesota Vikings. It's like Christmas for both of us. We talk about that all the time. 7 o'clock tonight, I'm going to be parked in front of the TV.
Love it. Got a bunch coming over
with the radio on. I want to see what's going on, but I'm going to listen to 105 The Ticket.
Because
the draft live here on 105 The Ticket at 7 o'clock. So don't go anywhere. Got some barbecue all ready to go. It's already been
bought.
I'm not making it myself, but I've ordered it. It's good. Brother's picking it up.
Where'd you get it from?
Some Famous Dave's.
Oh.
Yeah. Brisket. Some macaroni and cheese.
No. Good as it gets.
Mashed potatoes.
You can stop right there at brisket and macaroni and cheese for me.
Cornbread.
I wish I could have cornbread. Yeah. I'm allergic to it. But
really?
Hey, yeah, I don't know.
How can you be allergic to corn?
Anything kind of with corn.
You're allergic to corn? You grew up in Iowa.
I know.
The hell is going on with
you? Son of a bitch. I mean, I ate nothing but corn on the cob my entire life, and people couldn't figure out, you know, why I had issues every time I ate it. Well, it's the corn.
Pooping?
Well, yeah. I mean, there was some issues with pooping, yeah.
That happens.
I mean, it was corn-studded.
So I think the Minnesota Vikings are going to have two first-round picks. I think they're going to trade back. They're going to get Eric Kendricks, and I think that they're going to trade back in, and they're going to get Byron Jones.
That wouldn't hurt my feelings. It really wouldn't.
It's not going to hurt your feelings if the Minnesota Vikings don't take Trey Waynes. We went through this yesterday, I believe. Trey Waynes, Vic Beasley, Brandon Scherff, Devontae Parker. What if they're all four there at number 11? Scherff won't be there.
You know, Beasley probably. I don't know. I mean, I think he's going to go to Atlanta. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We'll see how that goes.
Mike Mayock and most of the mock drafts coming out today has Bud Dupree going number
eight. Bud's a horse. He's a stud horse. I'll tell you, we were making fun of him about 2 months ago, but that is not the case. He's real deal out of Kentucky. But you know what? If we're lucky enough to see that Trey Waynes kid show up, I don't think he'll last. But if he shows up at 11 and you pass on that guy. And you trade down and end up with... I think Kendricks is a great player.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know. Byron Jones, probably really good football player, but...
Whew. It's going to be a heck of a ride tonight. We know that for sure.
Oh, it is. And I think Mariota's probably going to go with... I think Cleveland's going to trade up for him.
Yeah, somebody's going to trade.
They're probably going to give the 12. What is it? 12 and 19.
They need to give more though. The trade value chart that I put under your door just doesn't add up. They need to give more. Pretty stellar draft show we have planned for you today. 651-989-9105. Take your draft calls coming up next. Want to know what you think the Minnesota Vikings are going to do or what you think they should do? We're talking Minnesota Vikings coming up. 4.5 questions as well. Adrian Peterson updates at 4:45. We're talking to Brian Murphy. Both of our guys are in Chicago, by the way. Brian Murphy's in Chicago covering the NFL draft. He's on Ground Zero draft headquarters for the NFL. We'll talk to him at 4:55 and then again at 6:12. Jim Rich coming up. He's live from Chicago as well, getting ready for the Blackhawks Minnesota Wild series that starts tomorrow, round two. Mike Berardino is covering the Chicago White Sox and Minnesota Twins, but they happen to be here at Target Field.
So he'll do us no good.
No.
I mean, he can't help us out with draft coverage like he did yesterday.
No.
He was very good. He helped us select for the mock draft by selecting for Miami.
And we'll talk to Brian Murphy yet again in the 6 o'clock hour. I mean, that's we're blanketed, covered for Minnesota Viking draft headquarters right here on Sports Radio 105 The Tick. And we'll take your calls at 651-989-9105. And I promise that the superstar Mike Morris won't threaten to cool your ass with a folding chair.
I don't know how you could promise that.
I can't promise that. I'm sorry.
Anyone call, you take your chances, but I did come here to do one of two things, and those two things would be chew some bubble gum or whip a little ass. I'm all out of bubble gum. Come on back.
Welcome back to the NFL Draft. Good young players with the draft all back. Year in and year out. Welcome back to the draft. Wide receivers, running back, tackle, quarterback, win the first round. Pick, Andy. I'm sick, man. I'm a Viking, man. And win the first round. Pick. Who in the hell is Mel Kiper? Forget it. Who in the hell is Mel Kiper? Forget it. Who do they take, Mel? My neighbor has more credentials than Mel Kiper, and my neighbor's a postman.
Well, we've looked at film, and then we've looked at film, and then we've looked at film.
We do have a lot of film.
We've looked at film, and then we've looked at film, and then we've looked at film. As you can see, and I've looked at a lot of film.
And we've been first round.
Nick.
Selected Brett Favre.
Brett Favre.
Brett Favre.
Brett Favre. So Atlanta gets a favor by selecting Brett Favre.
Welcome back to the draft.
I've never seen anything like this.
It's a big day, everybody.
You think it ain't?
I think it is.
You think I don't?
I mean, it's the NFL draft. We're not talking about mock drafts anymore. It's draft day. It's upon us. A few more hours to go. In fact, about 2 hours and 45 minutes. And I'm telling you right now, there are going to be some funny things happening at the top. I think it's going to be funny right from the top. Say what you want to. I don't know about Jameis Winston. Not totally sure.
I know you don't. All right.
And I found that on Bleacher Report.
You want to listen to this?
Yeah, let's do it.
This is from Bleacher Report. This is the article that you were talking about the Jacksonville Jaguars and possible Adrian Peterson destinations. Listen to this, and then we'll talk about it. So here we go.
As the hours tick down to the NFL draft, the Adrian Peterson sweepstakes will likely play out in the second half of the draft after the top two running backs in the first round are expected to be taken.
No!
That's Todd Gurley, who could go as high as number 14 to the Miami Dolphins, and Melvin Gordon, the running back from Wisconsin, who's expected to go before the Arizona Cardinals select at number 24. However, even if he is there, there's some thinking that Arizona will be hesitant to take him, given the history of Wisconsin running backs in the NFL. The critical question becomes then, does Arizona take the number 24 overall pick and decide at that moment in time that it wants to make a play for Peterson? In addition, does Minnesota want to make a play to get rid of Adrian Peterson, even though they have said all along that they want to keep him? After that, several other teams are expected to have some interest in Peterson as well, and again, play the game on the clock. One team to watch, the Jacksonville Jaguars, who have the number 3 overall pick.
Yes.
Are expected to think about a trade down in which they would take wide receiver Amari Cooper after they trade down within the top 10 picks and then take whatever other picks that they get out of that deal, package them with their second round pick, and make a play for Peterson.
What a jackass.
Well, there it is.
Would you be interested in anything other than, I mean, if you're going to trade Adrian Peterson, what do you want? And I think that I want Melvin Gordon or Todd Gurley, right?
I love that piece that we just heard. When it gets to the part about Arizona is a little bit reluctant to think about picking Melvin Gordon because of the past history of Wisconsin running backs, what in the flying F does it matter what school he's from? If he's a running back, he's a running back. He can either run or he can't run. Why does it matter what the history of Wisconsin running backs are? Mm. How does that matter? That's the dumbest take I've ever heard. You carry the football, period. It doesn't matter how you're coached. It doesn't matter what you're taught. He's a great running back. He plays in the Big Ten. What are you telling me? Because Michael Bennett, our idiot that we pulled.
He was decent.
He was crap.
No, come on. He was decent.
Horse crap.
Well, sure, but he was decent. I mean, if he got past the line of scrimmage crap. And nobody touched him, he was gone.
Yeah.
Other than that, he wasn't
and
that
nobody
great.
Touched him.
Ron Dane?
Ron Dane was at best okay, but still a pretty good running back.
I mean, I think I get what the guy was saying there.
But why does it matter?
What about a linebacker from Penn State?
Yeah, isn't that amazing? It's just, those are stereotypes. It's a kid that decided to go to school there. He excelled there or he didn't excel there at any position. There might be some, it makes a big difference at quarterback. If you have a staff in place that knows how to coach quarterbacks, like Stanford or for a while there was BYU or certainly USC. I mean, okay, I get it. I mean, that's a quarterback school. They are. I mean, there's just, they have a knack. Because of the coaching, the great coaching and teaching there, that a quarterback can excel.
That's what scares me about Jameis Winston. Quarterbacks from Florida State, I don't really get very much.
They've been, I mean, you know, it doesn't matter if it's Florida State. That's a pro set. It's a pro offense.
How many quarterbacks out of Florida State have you gone, wow, that's amazing?
Yeah, Brad Johnson. Not amazing, but
he was drafted in the 14th round.
Well, he ended up being a pretty good player.
He was decent.
He played 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
He won a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Good enough for me. I think he was a smart player. I'm not saying he was a great player.
But I'm talking about these players that go in the first round, these highly touted players from particular schools.
You can draw a bust from any school.
Sure, of course you can.
But I don't understand why that guy would make a report that sounded like that. Like, either he can carry the ball or he can't.
Because it's the day of the draft, and Adrian Peterson gets clicks on their little website.
Of course.
They want people to click on their
deal. But it's just amazing that Arizona, I would love to be able to ask Arizona. I would love to be able to call up Mikey Bidwill right now and say, do you think you're maybe a little hesitant and leaning the other way now because you just can't trust a running back from Wisconsin? I mean, that's laughable. That is laughable. The guy that wrote that ought to have his writer's badge taken away.
So coming
Can you
up,
do that?
Yeah, coming up at 4:30, 4.5 questions. I'm going to ask you some questions on how many first round draft picks you think the Minnesota Vikings are going to end up with tonight?
Okay.
Because we've come to expect for the last 3 years multiple first round draft picks, and if you trade back and then Rick Spielman likes that fifth year option, which you get, and it gets pretty cheap there at the end of the first round. He likes that a lot. So. How many first-round draft picks do you think? I think we could literally land as many as three, depending on what happens with the Adrian Peterson situation.
That's the key. By the way, I may as well just go ahead and add, since I've been on this little rant, Arizona, if you want AP and you don't want Gordon.
Perfect.
I'll take him any day. And if Spielberg pulls that off, like, I'm going to go down there and kiss him.
Straight up.
Straight up.
Straight up.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I'm
sure. There's got to be more for Adrian Peterson than
that kid,
the 24th overall draft pick.
I mean,
he's there.
You know what? If they play that card, if they play that smokescreen and make everyone believe it, and someone really does give them that much, take it. But if they just want to trade, say they've already drafted Gordon, which is the scenario that they're presenting.
Mm-hmm.
They give us Gordon, they give us a number two or number three. Just take it and shut up.
Yeah.
Like, Peterson doesn't have that many more years left. He's not going to come in and just run all over this league for another 10 years. He's not. He breaks down a lot. He sat out a year.
Even if he's amazing for 3 years.
2 or 3 years. I'll take Gordon. I'll take
Me
him.
Too.
I'll take my chances.
Me too.
Do it. I mean, if you get Gordon or Gurley, and a third or fourth round draft choice, be happy.
Would we be talking about Adrian Peterson didn't have his indictment dealio down in Texas last September, and he had another great year for the Minnesota Vikings last year in the NFL?
We wouldn't be saying this.
There's no way we would be talking about Adrian Peterson like this because he would be on hallowed ground.
Of course.
Like he would have deserved to be, but now with all this not wanting to be here and not really his fault, this is not my fault, I don't feel uneasy, I'd really like to play with the Dallas Cowboys, but it's out of my hands, I'm under contract. Look, get out of here.
Yeah.
But if you're here, if we don't get what we want, you're going to play for the Minnesota Vikings,
and
you're going to like
it. I'll take that too. I'll take my chances. I don't know how much longer he's got. I don't know how many complete seasons he can put in without being injured.
Eight seasons at 1,300 yards to surpass Emmitt Smith, which is what he wants to do for the rushing record.
Well,
eight seasons at 1,300 yards. Eight.
It's a long time for
running
back.
No way.
He played seven. He's played seven. No, that last year would have been his eighth, right?
Yeah.
But he missed, technically, right?
2007 was when he was drafted, I believe.
So another 8 years. No. That would put him 15 years in the league. Good luck. Not many running backs have pulled that one off. Not many.
8 years. Eight more years.
Look, if we can get him for three, I'll take him. But if I can get Gordon right now, I'll walk down there and shake Spielman's hand.
But at what point are the Vikings, if they do keep Adrian Peterson, do they become overbeared by obviously his salary? Because at this point, it seems like they can absorb the $12.75 million, but it just keeps going up. $15 million next year, and then $17 million the year after that. So at some point, they're going to go to Adrian Peterson and say, dude, we're going to need to restructure this deal. And then that's probably when he goes, oh, really? Remember that one time when.
Mm-hmm.
When I feel like you guys were dogging me because I was indicted and I didn't feel like you had my back, you can go screw it. So at some point, I would feel like this year is the year. While he's still only $12.75 million, you can get something for him. Get rid of him.
I say cut your losses now. Go out and pick up a couple of players like we're talking about right now, whether it be Gordon or whoever else. Gurley, I don't care. Another draft choice, and they pan out well, and get your equity back that way, plus some with more years. Off a younger player that you wouldn't have to pay as much. And overall, the team is better because you have not one, but two good football players that fill in different. I mean, I'd take it.
Yeah.
And you could thank Adrian for doing it.
Thanks, Adrian.
Because he gave us a couple nice players. I'd take it. I really would.
Bye.
Man alive. If I could come away from today saying, I don't know what Spielberg is going to do with Arizona to make that happen, or whoever it is.
Why is it Arizona?
I don't know, because I think they're the running back. They need the running back.
Sure, but so did the Dallas Cowboys. I would think that the Cleveland Browns would need a running back. There are a bunch of teams. The San Diego Chargers at 17.
They got clout. They got plenty of clout.
17, that's where I want to go. Get Phillip Rivers a
running back. What would happen if we got Trey Waynes in 11 and Spielberg still found a way to pull off something with Arizona somehow, some way?
That'd be wicked. Wow. If we get Trey Waynes at 11... Melvin Gordon, somewhere 17 to 24, something like that. And then still have our second round draft picks. It's not going to happen that way.
Wait for whatever his name is, Lael Collins, to come back in the supplemental and get him.
Yes. Except I don't really like murderers.
Guys that allegedly
murder their pregnant girlfriends. I'm not a big fan of that.
Yeah, not good. I don't know what happened.
And that's the thing. We're going to talk to Chris Shad from 105theticket.com coming up, Cold Omaha segment at about 6 o'clock. He's begging and banging at the doors to draft Dorial Green-Beckham. I want nothing to do, and I feel like I'm Brad Childress now, going back to the day. I want nothing to do with anybody that has these off-the-field issues, especially with his crime.
We can't do it.
Screw him. I mean, if you get him in the seventh round, like your guy last year, Chantrell Henderson. You can take a flyer on some of those guys, but not in the first three, four. Not in the first five rounds.
Yeah, but what you're saying is you don't want a person around here.
I don't. But I feel like you could take him in the sixth, seventh, supplemental, free agent, something like that.
You're not worried
that.
About the personal conduct.
I just don't want to invest in somebody like that. That is one pot smoke away from Randy Gregory.
So you get a flyer on him, and he's not that much money.
Fine.
But he comes in here, and he's a baloney.
And then guess what?
Full of crap.
Fine. Then you cut him. There's no skin off your back. Didn't invest anything in him. Didn't invest a first, second, third round draft pick him and all this money. I don't want any of that.
You want Peters, don't you, from Washington?
No.
Yeah, you do. You want him. I can tell.
And Mike Mayock, NFL.com, NFL Network, has Marcus Peters from Washington going to the Vikings at number 11. I'm going to be thoroughly disappointed and irate. I'm going to be kicking things if the Minnesota Vikings take a troubled player like that early in the draft.
I watched Mayock last night. I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Mayock was on last night late. Mm-hmm. I mean, it came down to us, and I don't remember that happening.
As Peters going to the Vikings.
That can't happen.
You gotta take a break.
I'm gonna take a break. I'm sick and tired of this crap. I'm telling you right now, that happens, and I'm gonna kick my TV and then someone's ass.
Kicking my TV. I'm the TV kicker. You can't kick your TV.
I'm gonna get Spielman.
You can pick it up and throw it out the window if you like.
Okay.
Kicking TVs, that's my move. I've trademarked that.
Can I come over to your house?
Yeah.
Because after your TV hits the ground, it's going out your window.
Perfect.
Do you have enough chicken wings?
Yep.
Let's take a break.
Our position has not changed since the statements we've made down at the owners' meetings. Adrian Peterson is under contract. His suspension was lifted. We're looking forward to having Adrian Peterson back here as a Minnesota Viking in 2015, and that's the end of the story. That's it. I think Coach Zimmer stated it pretty clear that we have no interest in trading Adrian Peterson, and we don't. Adrian, you know, made a mistake. He's paid the price for that mistake, but I think if our organization didn't believe in Adrian Peterson, he probably still wouldn't be here today, and that's from our ownership on down. We believe in Adrian Peterson, but I also know that we're a pretty good football team with Adrian Peterson in our backfield as well.
We know that.
What does that mean?
Tell us something we don't know.
What does it mean, what he said in his pre-draft press conference? I believe that was Tuesday. Does that leave the door open for... We have no intention of trading him, but
that's what it means. We know that he's great and he has value. What we also know that he's a...
What is no interest? We have no interest in trading Adrian Peterson.
Well, he can say that. That's perfectly okay to say that. That means he's not interested in trading him. But if you want to talk, it's not that we won't listen to you. We're not interested. That's just gibberish.
If they
talk to him and they say, here's this guy and that guy in this draft, and that, now he's interested.
For sure.
It's a safe play.
Do you think the Minnesota Vikings are, and this has nothing to do with 4.5 questions, are the Minnesota Vikings going to teams asking them if they want Adrian
Peterson? I think teams are coming to them. I really do.
Really?
Okay. I really do. Plus, this has been going on. Whatever's been happening has been happening for quite some time. I'm not so sure. I'm sure that Rick has picked up the phone, too. I'm sure he has and said, hey, you know, what do you got? You interested?
Yeah. But we're not interested.
Because that's what you say. And then, oh, by the way, someone picked up the phone and they said this. That does generate some interest now.
Question one, 4.5 questions. Obviously, the NFL draft today, it's a big, massive deal. Your favorite guy, former Viking Hall of Famer Chris Carter, this morning said, quote, I'm under a gag order on the Adrian Peterson situation, but I believe something's going to happen, but I can't talk about it. Would Chris Carter know anything about the Adrian Peterson situation, about him being traded? Should we believe him, or is this just CC being CC by thinking he knows everything, by teasing others to make him look bigger or better than he actually is? What is this deal? I mean, how do we take this Chris Carter situation?
He's connected. He knows a lot of people. He's a Hall of Famer. He gets himself in a lot of doors. And should we be surprised if he did find a piece of information? If he did find something, if I was that team that told him whatever or whatever lead he got, I'd say, why'd you go and flip the switch on?
Yeah, did he screw it up by saying something?
No, I mean, because he didn't name the team. He didn't name the terms or the team or anything else. He just said, I think he's going to be traded. So that's just a very generic, you know, vague splash for him. It's a splash.
It's all me. It's me, 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 me. I hate me, me, me.
It's like, oh, it's draft day. Hey, someone should probably turn around and say, ooh, hey, Chris Carter.
Douchebag. Question two, I know you're in love with Vikings and the drafting of Michigan State cornerback Trey Waynes at number 11. Over the last month, I've become more convinced that the Vikings are going to trade back from number 11. Rick Spielman said that's exactly what he wanted to do on Tuesday's press conference. Whether Trey Waynes is there at 11 or if he's there when they trade back, I just don't see it happening. However, with 2-3 and 2 first-round picks made by Dick Springsteen the last 3 years, how many first-round picks will the Vikings have tonight, and how will they get them?
Well, I think the way they get him is probably with Adrian. I mean, I think that'd be the way to do it. Obviously, if you trade back with your 11 and find a way to do that, you know. But I think you can only end up with. I don't know how you could possibly do that, except for in the future. I mean, if you trade back and you get someone at say 27. And next year, 2016's first round draft choice. I mean, that doesn't count this year, but it would be a bonus then next year. But I guess probably the most I could see us getting first rounders, that is, would be two. 2.
I can see us getting 3. Trading back from number 11 to 15, 16, 17, okay, 20, wherever fine. You say.
And getting someone like a 19 and a...
Sure.
But who's got that?
Well, I'm just saying, you trade back once and say, for example, you trade back to number 24.
Okay.
Or let's say you trade back, not even sure what number. You trade back somewhere in the upper teens.
Right.
The lower teens or the upper 20s.
Got it.
And then you package your second, third, or whatever
the
you
Saints
got in this trade and then move back in.
Yeah.
They have 13 and 31.
Right.
And so then you could get a third overall first round draft pick by trading Adrian Peterson. There's 3 first round draft picks.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, I mean, I forgot the Saints have 2 of them. Seattle's not drafting in the first round.
No. Question 3, the Dubinator.
And the Bills aren't either.
No, they're not.
Go ahead.
The Dubinator. Already a Vezina finalist for being one of the top 3 goalies in the NHL, but he's not a finalist for the MVP award that was just announced last night. Despite the Wild being 28-9-3 after trading for Dubnyk, they were 18-19-5 before the trade. The 3 leading vote-getters were Capitals forward Alex Ovechkin. He has 53 goals. Canadiens goalie Carey Price, most wins among goalies, as well as the best goals against average and save percentage. And Islanders forward John Tavares, 86 points a season, second most in the league. Dooby-dooby-doo is the MVP for the Wild, but do you think he belongs in the top 3 of the NHL?
I don't think so, because he didn't play enough. I don't think he played enough games.
Plus, how can you say he would be in the discussion when you've got Carey Price, most wins among goalies, best goals against average, best save percentage? That's hands down.
That's it. Done deal. He's got a goaltender that's better than him in some regard. If he had had a chance to play as much as he did, he was on the bench for half the season.
Yeah, but I don't know that he would have the best goals against average and best save percentage.
Yeah, you don't know. We'll never know.
You would think, though, just the law of physics.
The way he was going, if he'd started the season with us, with this team, I mean, who's to say he couldn't have the most goal or the most wins?
Well, maybe he could have the most wins, but the goals against average and save percentage, I feel like, would probably be worse the more games you play.
Well,
maybe.
You would think so. You would think so, but, I mean, probably have as good a chance. If he did what he did for the last half of the season,
sure,
that would be right in there with... What was the goaltender's name again from the Canadiens?
Carey Price.
I mean, jeez, Price is right.
I don't even think he's going to win the Vezina Award, Dubinator. I mean, he had a great season. He is the MVP for the Minnesota Wild, in
There's
my
no
opinion.
Question in
but
my mind.
When it comes to the NHL, I just don't think he makes the cut. Finally, today, the Timberwolves and the NBA announced young Andrew Wiggins as the Rookie of the Year, first ever for the Timberwolves franchise. We all know, obviously, what Kevin Garnett did for the franchise early in his career and what grumpy Kevin Love did while he was here in Minnesota. After just 1 year with the team, though, Andrew Wiggins, where would you rank him on the Wolves' all-time list?
2.
Behind Kevin Garnett.
Yeah.
Already.
I mean, you can just
Is that because you're salty
it.
With Kevin Love?
No. No, he was a great player. I mean, he was a very
double-double machine.
He was a very good player.
Every night.
Yeah, well, this kid is going to be off the charts. Andrew Wiggins is going to be off the charts. For 1 year, I mean, he looked pretty special to me. And there was no doubt in anyone's mind that he was going to be Rookie of the Year.
Hmm.
I don't think anyone had any doubt. Garnett he was amazing. No question. He was the big ticket. But this kid, in a very different way, he's got a long ways to go. And if he ever reaches that potential, we're going to have a pretty good team. I mean, he's an all-star. He's a superstar. He really is.
I love him to death.
Yeah, he's a good player.
I love him.
Great player. I think he's number 2 for me. For me, he is.
4.5 questions. Here's the halfie. 1 word. Adrian Peterson gets traded tonight. What team's he going to?
Yes, he will be traded tonight. So yes, I guess, is the word. And the team, if you want to use another word for the team, let's go with, Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
We won't trade him to Dallas. We won't trade him to the Arizona Cardinals. You can't trade a player like that to a team, 2 teams that you're going to be in the running with. If you think you've got a shot at doing some damage in the playoffs, those 2 teams are too powerful to trade him to.
So which pick do we get from the Jacksonville Jaguars? Is it that scenario where you say they trade back from number 3 and they still try to get a wide receiver or something like that? They try to get one of those guys.
I
don't think Amari Cooper's going to last that long.
I don't either.
They want Devontae Cooper, I thought you said. No, is Devontae
Parker? Cooper. Parker is who I was talking about.
Oh, you were? Okay, because before you said Amari Cooper, Devontae Parker makes complete sense.
I think that would be the guy.
That'd be great.
Those 3 guys. Kevin White, too. Ugh. They won't last. They won't last. But it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. I think the first 5 being picked tonight is going to be You want to stay close to your TV.
It's the calm before the storm, and don't go to bed early if you're a Minnesota Vikings fan, too. My friends from Arthur's came in, Arthur's Jewelers in Roseville.
Okay.
All decked out in their Minnesota Vikings stuff, and we're talking, we're chest bumping, doing all this stuff, you know, excited for the Minnesota Vikings, can't wait. He's going to the draft party tonight down at the Minneapolis Convention Center. So don't leave early, man. Don't leave early. Don't turn your TV off early.
If you love the draft, and if you love trying to track as many of these guys as you can get, because it's a game to see how many you can line up and how far you can go before it stumbles. And I think I've had the first 16 right before.
You're brilliant.
Team for team for team. Yeah, but the band, everyone gets trade happy now. They all think they're slicksters. And they're... But it's fun, but don't get away from the TV too far, because the first three or four guys, I think, are going to change up.
Oh, but, and here's the deal.